Acton with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Allen Stern, the Downeastern New England Dialect. Now, this is not the dialect pattern spoken by most New Englanders, even most Eastern New Englanders. Many contemporary Eastern New Englanders speak closer to the Boston-style dialects which were taught on the previous tape. The Downeastern pattern is very stylized rural or coastal speech pattern of the Eastern New England states. Some consider it to be dying out these days. You'll still hear it spoken, however. And, of course, in the American theater, you'll certainly need to take advantage of it in theatrical works such as O'Neill's Desire Under the Elms and Wilder's Our Town, to name just two of the better-known ones. Lesson 1, creating the resonance, or the tone focus of the Downeastern dialect. Now, before we actually start the study of the specific sound changes, the vowel and consonant substitutions between standard American and Downeastern dialect, first going to look at changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice. The kinds of sound changes that we can attribute to a general change in the shaping or the configuration of the vocal tract. This is a change which is manifested not only on a limited number of clearly defined pronunciation changes, but throughout the entirety of vocal utterance. Now, in my approach to dialect instruction, we try to find a specific point. Perhaps you'd like to think of it as an imaginary point in or around the oral cavity, which represents the focus for the vibration or the energy of the sound, the point where most of the vibration or energy seems to be concentrated. Now, in the standard American dialect, which I just switched to, I use an imaginary point of focus which I perceive as approximately in the middle or the midpoint of my mouth, halfway in between the tongue and the palate, and halfway or slightly more than halfway back in the oral cavity. The place where if you opened your mouth and pressed one finger of each hand into the hollows of your cheeks, that point where your fingers would meet if the cheeks were flexible enough to let them meet. But with the New England Downeastern dialect, that point of focus switches very far up and way back behind the uvula. The uvula is that flap of flesh that hangs down the back of the throat. And the sound almost focuses on the back wall of the throat right behind the uvula, right in the spot where the mouth cavity opens up and divides into the throat and the nose. Exercise 1, imagining the point of focus. Before we actually do any specific manipulations of the muscles, I want you first to use visual imagery behind the uvula, which I just mentioned. What I'm going to have you do is count 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 10, and simply perceive, imagine, feel the energy right smack in the middle of your mouth. Go ahead now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now I'm going to have you count 1, 2, 3 that same way. Feeling, really feeling and sensing and imagining, visualizing that energy in that midpoint of your mouth. Then on the second 1, 2, 3, I'm going to have you sort of will that visual image up and back and up and back until you can feel it sitting on that back wall of the throat right behind the uvula, right up near the nasal passage. Now, I don't want you to tighten anything. I just want you to use visual imagery initially. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3 in the natural standard dialect. You repeat. I'll count in the new focus, and then you use that visual imagery, and you make that switch. Ready? 1, 2, 3, feeling in the middle, repeat. And now lifting up the sound, visualizing it going up. 1, 2, 3, sitting on the back wall of the throat, up near the nose, go. Back to the middle. 1, 2, 3, repeat. And visualizing it flying up and back there. 1, 2, 3. In the middle. 4, 5, 6. and lifting it back up there. 4, 5, 6. Now, don't only use the visual imagery now. Actually try to perceive the flesh vibrating. Feel that midpoint vibration on the insides of the cheeks, around the middles of the cheeks, and then when we lift it up there, feel it vibrating right in the back part of the nose, right sitting on that wall of the throat and the uvula. And 1, 2, 3. Visualize and feel going back. 1, 2, 3. Don't place the point in the throat. It's not down around the larynx. It's up on that back wall of the throat right before it gets into the nose. 4, 5, 6, center. And lifting back. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. And 7, 8, 9. Now count 1 to 10. Feeling that sound in that new point on the back wall of the throat up near the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, the second exercise is for those of you who know how to do a uvula trill. In other words, those of you who know how to go and flap that flap in the back of the throat. This isn't the tip of the tongue. I'm not going, but it's like an artificial gargle or gurgling sound that you make where you don't have any liquid in your throat. Now, if you can do that, simply do that, and after you stop, go and try to feel the point where that is resonating right on the same spot where that uvula was flapping back and forth and kind of coming in contact with the back of the throat, the top back of the throat. So we'll go, ah, ah, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now, don't worry if you're not able to do that. That's just one of many muscular exercises we're going to use here. The third one is to close the front of the mouth. Now, as we'll talk about more later, there are two styles of New England dialect. One is called the open. I call it the open. The other one I call the closed or muffled. But even in the open, the front part of the mouth closes a bit more than it normally would in standard American speech. And as the front of the mouth closes, 1, 2, 3, sort of keeping the corners together and the lips very lazily closed, you're closing up the cavity in the front, and it makes it easier to open up that resonance in the back, up there by the back of the nose and the back of the throat. So close in the front. Try to feel and visually imagine the vibration in the point where we've been talking about it. So close the mouth in front. 1, 2, 3. Open up and go to the middle. 1, 2, 3. Close the lips in front. Stretch them forward just a little bit. 1, 2, 3. And as the lips stretch forward in front, don't feel the sound between the lips. You're just sort of stretching them forward and muffling it off there, and then lifting the sound to the back up by the uvula. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now, the Downeastern sound, in spite of the fact that some people characterize it as being nasal, is not really nasal. You can hear the difference. If I say 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, and actually let the sound stream come through the nose, this is nasality. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, when you're being nasal and you hold your nose, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the sound gets trapped in there. But I'll do the New England resonance. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Now I'll hold my nose. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. The sound is characterized by many people as being nasal because it focuses right back there where the throat opens up into the mouth and the nasal passage. It doesn't actually let the air spill into the nose except on the nasal consonants of M, N, and ING. But you can start to get a feeling of what this point of focus feels like by going nasal. Go nasal in a very rear placement of the nasal sound. In other words, I don't want you to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the front of your nose, but go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open up the nose, lower the velum, and feel all the sound vibrating in the back of the nose. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, go back to having the sound come out the mouth, but leave the vibration. Leave the muscles focusing the sound and the vibration almost in that same point where the door to the nose opens. So it's not going to be 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 3. It's still that what's sometimes characterized or called a twanginess or a twangy sound without it actually coming out the nose. So let's alternate. 1, 2, 3, actually out the nose, and then 1, 2, 3. Nose closed. 4, 5, 6. And close the nose, but keep the vibration point there. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Don't nasalize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But keep that sound up there, visualizing it. Feeling the vibration up right behind the uvula, right where it would go into the nose if the nose was open. All together, 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The very last exercise we're going to use for placing this point of focus on the resonance is a very slight lowering of the entire laryngeal structure. Put your hand on your larynx, on your Adam's apple, and just as you go 1, 2, 3, move it down slightly. Now, I got to warn you, don't want you to do any tightening. Don't want you to tighten the walls of the throat. Don't want you to push the vocal cords together. 1, 2, 3, or anything like that. It's just as you're visualizing that point of focus going back there, you're just going to let the whole laryngeal structure come down very slightly in your throat, to help open up that cavity near the back wall of the throat, near the opening of the nose. So let's do all of these things together in the alternation again. But now we're also going to have you lower that whole laryngeal structure very slightly as you're visualizing, as you're feeling, and as you're getting that sense of vibration near the opening of the nose. Middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3. Visualizing 5, 6. And feeling, sensing, lowering the structure on the back wall, 4, 5, 6. Middle, 7, 8, 9. And visualizing, sensing, feeling, opening of the nose back by the uvula, 7, 8, 9. Straight through, 1 to 10, new way, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It will stand you in good stead to go over this lesson several times before going on. This is the end of the lesson on resonance.